All right, Vince, despite having Futnik as your mechanic, you rode well. You pulled off a sixth. Honestly, it was I didn't watch you much because there was so much going on in front of you. So, but how was it for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was wild for sure. That was the first bad start I think I've had on the 450, and it was one where I could have used a good one, right? But, yeah, it was crazy. I went from basically battling for a top 10, like looking at the board, okay, I'm whatever, 9, 10, and then 4 or 5 laps later, I'm battling for a top 5. Like, it was just crazy, and I'm so bummed for those guys. You know, I want to watch the show, too, and I want to see all those guys in there. But, man, I'll take a career best sixth and build off of it. This was kind of Tony and Genova's plan, right? Ride the West on the 250, get some results, let these guys kind of fade out a little bit, and then come in and be fresh and excited coming off a podium on the 250 and get some good results on this 450. And I'm having a blast, man.
It's so far, my question for the 450, you've been happy with how things are going? I mean, look, the sixth, you admit it, you got gifted a little bit, but overall, you're still happy with the way things are going on the bigger bike?
Yeah, I mean, tonight, I haven't executed a main event. I haven't got a start with solid laps and no mistakes, or I've, you know, I had solid laps and no mistakes with a bad start. That was kind of like we talked about our team dinner. As you know, we kind of do talks, and that was one of the JB had us say what our goals were, and that was kind of one of my things for tonight. And I just didn't execute my start, so bummed with myself on that. But we got another shot next week in Indy, and then we jump back on the 250 and have some fun in Seattle.
Track was weird tonight; like it caught a lot of guys. Obviously, some of those big guys, like we talked about, but yeah, just a lot of mistakes. I guess it was JB was saying ruts, transitions, dirt, all of that kind of contributed to what I thought was a basic layout, but then ended up being just carnage.
Yeah, pretty sweet dirt for Detroit, really. Just rocks. Like, they need to get up here and sift this thing. I don't know.
I guess it was brand new dirt this week.
Oh, yeah. Was it? Okay. All right. So, yeah, they need to mark that on the calendar at some point and come sift this dirt. I got to think somebody's making enough money somewhere here that they can take care of us and
I don't think they were joking. They said they found a severed cat leg in the dirt.
There was all. I mean, there was big pieces of glass, metal. Yeah, the dirt was terrible. And I mean, who failed AMA? Somebody they got to take care of that for us. They can't have multi-million-dollar athletes out there getting stabbed with crack pipes or whatever it is in the dirt.
Glass, right?
Yeah. Glass, you name it. It was pretty wild. And then the main thing was just rocks for us. And I think that caused a lot of crashes because it got down to kind of a hard Detroit base, right? Like it normally does, and then the rocks were coming up, and they almost got me a couple times, and I think that's probably what bit some guys. So, yeah, they need to sift it a little bit, and other than that, this was better than just basically Vegas Detroit dirt like it had been.
So, yeah, like the last Triple Crown here. I don't know if you raced here, but it looked like Vegas hard pack.
Yeah, no, I didn't. But yeah, I've been here in the past when it's like that, and this is at least a step in the right direction. Just sift it and come up here in the summer. If they need me to come up here and pick rocks, I don't race motocross, so I'll come pick rocks.
World Supercross,
maybe World Supercross. Yeah.
Hey, you and Freckle, big e-bike guys, big time e-bike guys.
This week, my first e-bike ride, and I don't think I can go back. Specialized, man. Thing is unreal. I know.
Intense taser.
Yeah, I think the Specialized is better if you want to race.
Not better. Turn it off boost, though. Come on, you're an athlete. Turn it off boost.
I keep that thing on boost. Keep it on boost.
Ridiculous. All right, thanks.
Yep, thank you.